Hey, everybody. Welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast presented by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and I am thrilled that you're joining us today. As humans, we understand the importance of staying informed, staying connected, and staying inspired. That's why we created this podcast. It's a platform that's dedicated to exploring the defense of chiropractic, the expansion of and access to chiropractic care, and how it affects your ability to serve the world around you. In each episode, we're going to dive deep into the latest issues surrounding the profession, industry trends, legislative developments that shape the landscape of chiropractic. We'll bring you thought-provoking interviews with renowned experts, practitioners, and advocates who are driving initiatives and positive change all over the world. Our mission is to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice. And to do that, we need you. So whether you're a seasoned chiropractor looking to expand your knowledge or you're an ally of the profession, you're in the right place. We're here to share insights, to debunk myths, to spark meaningful conversations that will shape the future of our profession. And don't forget, subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast so you never miss an episode. Stay connected with us on our website and all of our social media channels where you can share your thoughts, ask questions, and suggest topics for future episodes. Now, without further ado, let's dive in to this week's episode and welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast. All right, guys, time to give you the updates. We got lots of stuff happening, everything from our Operation Free Speech in Australia and New Zealand to the restraint of trade case in Australia. Updates for you there. Here in the United States, we're starting to have deeper looks at data to be able to go after that clawback case, as well as our animal chiropractic movement. There's lots going on there. In Canada, as always, we're fighting in British Columbia, but I have some information for you to bring you up to speed on what's going on there. Also, I hope you had an opportunity to look at our journal. Lots of stuff coming out from the State of the Chiropractic Journal. All kinds of stuff today. Pay attention. Don't miss a beat. And make sure you stay connected with us because we've got things happening at a very, very fast pace. So we love you, but pay attention to everything today. Well, good morning, our warriors. My name is Baron Hoig. I am the executive director of One Chiropractic and the Chiropractic Defense Council. Coming to you today, normally on Mondays, but I missed Monday. So today is Tuesday, the 30th of April. And I'm probably going to be kicking these out every other Tuesday now. It's hard for me when I'm traveling to get this stuff done over the weekend. I don't like to record them too early because I want to give you the most up-to-date information that I have. So I'm probably going to move, well, not probably, I am going to move these to Tuesdays. So it gives me the Monday when I come back to be able to get them recorded and give you the most up-to-date information, especially from my travels. So that's what's happening here. So happy Tuesday morning. Hopefully you guys are okay with that move. But I just got back from the Michigan Association of Chiropractors event, one of the best events in the United States. They had over 700 chiropractors and staff, and it was just a phenomenal high energy event. Kudos to Lisa Love Smith, who is their director of events and membership, and kudos to Chris Dowell, who is the executive director, both top notch, as well as the rest of the team at the MAC. But it was a phenomenal event that I got to take part in. And sharing really the vision of what we're trying to do with the One Chiropractic and the Defense Council. So I'm coming kind of off that high. I need a little bit more sleep, but it was a great time fellowshipping with those doctors and seeing the great work that's being done in Michigan and the out-of-the-box thinking that's happening there. And that's something important for you guys to understand is our collaborations that we do with other organizations. We never believed that we could do this on our own. One Chiropractic was not created because I felt I could do it better than somebody. That was never the case. We felt there were areas of the profession where work needed to be done that no one was really focusing on because it was just too difficult with everything else they're doing. And that's exactly how the Chiropractic Defense Council came to be, was because that was work that no one else was really suited to be able to do. It really strained resources. And so we created something so that we could partner with state associations and national associations as it relates to defending the rights of practicing chiropractors, to be able to do the work of picking the fights, to kind of create a bad cop situation so that these other organizations can be the good cops and not burn any political bridges or burn any legislative bridges that they may have, but work still needs to be done. And that's really been evolving over the last 6 years, but I'm very, very grateful for those that are willing to sit down and have conversations with us to figure out how we can collaborate together to really make something special happen for this profession. And the Michigan Association of Chiropractors is definitely one of the first organizations that was willing to collaborate with us. And I'm so very thankful for them, as well as all of the other organizations that we're working with. But today's update is really going to focus on kind of the updates of the things that we're doing now. But also in my conclusion, I want to share with you a little bit of a vision about why we're doing what we're doing and what our goal is, and a new campaign that we're going to be launching here soon to help us achieve our goals. But I just want you to dig in, get caught up on the information that's happening, and then we'll be in the conclusion, I'll kind of clue you in on some things that we want to be doing here in the near future. But we love you guys. So let's get into our updates for this week. All right, New Zealand, listen, we're going to be pushing a little bit harder on our Operation Free Speech. We're having great success in Australia, but we haven't really been pushing that as hard as we need to in New Zealand. So you're going to start seeing some emails coming from our team. I've expanded our team to be able to make sure that our communications are happening a little bit more regularly. You know, we want to make sure that you guys are getting the information you need. But we, again, I say this every time that I do an update on New Zealand, but I really, really, really want to push the pedal to the metal there, because there's such an opportunity to do things in New Zealand that we can't do anywhere else because of your size. So I'm still waiting, and this is on me, not them, but I'm looking forward to working with the New Zealand Chiropractic College, with the New Zealand Chiropractic Association, and really building some momentum and a campaign to move forward to really start pushing the envelope a little bit in New Zealand for the advancement of chiropractic, and to really better integrate it with the delivery, healthcare delivery system there, so that everyone's starting to benefit, including the general public, including all the other forms of healthcare, because they're starting really to deal with conditions and situations they're not suited to that we really should be working with. And we already know that we should be the gatekeeper and always should have been the gatekeeper. But those are some of the things we're going to start working on in New Zealand in association with those other groups, and create a collaboration that really starts moving the needle forward. So as I said before, we still have about 4 or 5 cases that are still being worked. And these are cases that still relate to the COVID issues. We're not sure what the government's doing there. They keep dragging these things out. I don't know if they're trying to bleed us or just see if we run out of interest or money, but we're going to continue to defend those individuals as we always have. So again, be on the lookout as we start pushing more information on Operation Free Speech. And then I really also want you guys to start utilizing the New Zealand Chiropractic Association's public-facing website. I'm sharing it with everyone all over the world because I think it's one of the best websites I've seen to really tell the story of chiropractic. If you're not utilizing that in your practice, if you're not making it, you know, kind of an addition to your website or showing parts of it in your office, you're really missing out on a very, very well done document, or excuse me, web page that really does a great job of explaining chiropractic. So make sure that you're using that, because Lord knows I am, because it's a phenomenal, phenomenal site that has just incredible information. So we want to put all that stuff together so that we can push forward in New Zealand. All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Be well. All right, Australia. So good news, we've got a couple more cases that we've been successful with Operation Free Speech. I need more of you willing to start putting this stuff out into your social channels. Remember, the goal is that we have thousands of people starting to tell the story of chiropractic. All that does is help to condition OPRA and the Chiro Board to better understand what it is that we're saying, and to be able to show the support and the evidence behind what we're doing so that they start defining their policies differently. I don't have any word back. We still have not heard back from OPRA as it relates to the testimony or the Google reviews. We're still waiting to hear back from that. Not sure how that's going to come back, but we're excited that we've got a case and a doctor willing to kind of stand his ground and make sure that we're holding OPRA to task. But we're having success with that. So please trust us. Start putting that stuff out there. I am working with a couple companies to try to streamline that process for you. You know, we've been talking with the ACA in conjunction with the Chiropractic for Chiropractic Progress and Dr. Heidi Havoc to really kind of push out some stuff for you on the regular basis. So all you got to do is grab it and share it. But I'm also working with a couple companies to kind of build something very specific for Australia for doctors to be able to use to be able to pump out social media and really push that envelope, but make sure that everything that they're putting out is sourceable. So it's not done yet. I'm trying to work. If you know of somebody in Australia that's already doing that kind of stuff, we'd love to work with them to make this easier for doctors to be able to put that stuff out there. But we're really committed to this. We want to push that envelope. We really want to make sure that we're redefining or at least training OPRA the right way to define their policies so that you have the freedom to start communicating chiropractic as authentic as possible. Also this coming week, we're going to be meeting with a barrister, as it relates to our restriction of trade, case that we've been working on. This is really going to tell us where the rubber hits the road, the kind of information we need to gather, what the strategy is, or maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. We've already done some preliminary work, so I don't believe we are, but this is going to be a very important meeting with our barrister. So when I give you the next update, I'll have some more information for you on kind of where we're at with the restraint of trade case. But we're still pretty determined to put something together that creates an opportunity for us to tell the story about the effectiveness and the efficacy of chiropractic with children. So be on the lookout for that as well. And the ACA was gracious enough to give me an opportunity to speak at the ACA event in Cairns. Again, I'm sorry, no one's really told me how to say that right yet, but you know where I'm talking for the ACA event in July. So I will be there for that. I'll be speaking an hour during lunch on Saturday, and I cannot wait to see you guys again and spend some time with you and really, you know, start moving. I'm going to be doing some town halls throughout Australia, definitely going over to Perth, so be on the lookout for that. And we'll start putting some things together and make sure we have an opportunity to share some time together and strategize and really create some energy moving forward. But we love you, Australia. God bless you. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks. See ya. All right, Canada. So had extensive conversations with our attorneys in British Columbia as it relates to the X-ray case. We have a plan moving forward. We're working with a chiropractic radiologist putting together an expert report. Based on their belief system of the policy, everything we've put together, their assessment of it. We're doing everything we possibly can to try to get this college to do what's right and ethical and best for the citizens of British Columbia. And they have one more shot to do it. We have one more board meeting, and that's in June. And so we're trying to put everything together to really give them everything they need to do the right thing before amalgamation. If they choose not to, then we're just going to have to play a little bit harder, and we'll see where those chips fall. But a lot of work is being done on that. A lot of money is being spent on that, making sure that we really continue to contest this policy. There's zero reason that thing is still in place. I haven't met anyone yet with a sane mind that understands, including other colleges from other provinces are scratching their head as to why the British Columbia College decided to put this policy into place to begin with. We have our theories, but I'm not here to speculate. I'm here to give you the facts of what's going on right now, and we are still going to push forward to hold them accountable to that case. As we're starting to have more meetings, a lot of you, I've been talking about Bill 36 and the implications of what that means to you. And, you know, I shared with you last week about a summary. I've sent that out to a number of you guys, giving you the understanding. We've got to spread the word. Guys, and I hate doing this because it's not my favorite thing to do at all, but we have to organize in British Columbia. Like there's a day of reckoning that's coming very soon where we have to be connected and organized. We do not have enough chiropractors under this roof for us to be able to protect them and all of us to move together. Our success in Australia during COVID was the fact that we had 1,000 chiropractors that were connected to us. And yes, that gave us the economics to be able to afford what we were doing. But more importantly, it allowed us to move 1,000 people at a moment's notice. If we needed them to move or do this or collect testimonials from patients or put information in their office, we could get it done very quickly, which was faster than what the regulatory body could handle. That's the method that's going to have to be used in British Columbia with Bill 36. Once they start trying to enforce that, we need to go in volume against it. Now, we're doing our best to collaborate with other organizations in British Columbia that are against this as well, and we're going to work with them. But at the end of the day, we're responsible for ourselves, and we're it. We're your hope. We're the only ones that are going to work with you in this capacity to get this done. So now is the time. We've got to get more people connected to us. I need you to share the word. If you're watching this and you were at one time a contributor, but you're not anymore, please, please, please consider giving again. I know I have software issues. We've got all of that cleaned up. There won't be any more issues with that. So please come back. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself. But I want to be able to get this done. The economics are one part, but for me, it's more about getting people in one place at one time, moving in one direction. So I need you to come back. It's $33 a month, and I need you to come and be a part of what we're doing, because there's a day of reckoning come. All this stuff's supposed to start taking place in June and July, and I have no idea how they're going to respond. It could sit there, and it could not do anything, but I'm not going to take that chance. I want to be prepared, and I want to make sure that we're fighting for you and your rights and the rights of your patients. You do not need to be vaccinated with all that garbage. They do not have the right to shut you down while they investigate you from an anonymous complaint. They don't have the right to restrict what you can say and offer your patients. These are all things that are in that bill that affect your way of life, and you have to get pissed off, and we have to organize. We cannot put our head in the sand and just to say it's not going to affect us. Now's the time to come together. We've created a platform. We've proven our track record that we can get this stuff done, but we need you back. A lot of you have left because COVID's gone and you didn't see any real need, but I'm asking you to come back now because there's too much that's at risk. We have to kill this in British Columbia or it's going to spread. There's already conversations in other provinces. We have to stop it where it's at, and we need your help to do that. So that plea also goes to anyone in Canada, not just in British Columbia, but we need to kill this thing right there so that it doesn't stop. It's very similar to war. You don't wait for it to come to your soil. You go and you stop it where it's at so that it doesn't hurt your citizens. So you other provinces, this is a big deal for you as well. I'm not hyping it up. Just Google it. If you want the sheet, I'll give it to you. This is not me crying wolf or saying the sky is falling. This is a reality that's already passed and it's going to start getting implemented. And we have to hold these people accountable. And the only way that happens is by organizing. All right, I'm done beating my drum. But now's the time. I need you guys back. I need you to trust us. We're going to continue to communicate and we're going to work together. And we will defend your rights as we did before. All right, guys, we love you in Canada. God bless you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. All right, United States. All right, guys. So I've been doing a lot of work with the animal chiropractic stuff. A lot of conversations. We've got some exciting stuff that's coming down the pike to create and kind of reorganize what's happening in that space. But I'm very, very thankful for all of you for trusting us. But I have an open call. If you're interested in this, I will put it in the body of the email. I have an open call that we're going to be doing. It's just a regular Zoom meeting for Q&A and for me to update you on what you can expect coming down the road with the animal chiropractic. We've got a number of states that are working on active legislation now. We've got some organizational things that we're doing for everybody across the United States to create one place where everything is there to have the support you need to understand the steps. If we're going to start moving on legislation in your state, all that kind of stuff is going to happen fairly soon. And so this call is for me to have a chance to do that live and for you to be able to ask questions. So make sure that you do that. Let me make sure I don't screw that up. Let me tell you exactly when that is. We're going to be holding that call on May 2nd. So this Thursday, we are going to have that call at 8:30 Eastern time. The link to be able to attend that Zoom will be below in this email. But we want you to attend if you're interested. It's an opportunity for Q&A and for me to give you that information. So make sure that you check that out, 8:30 p.m. on May 2nd. All right, let me talk to you a little bit about what's going on with our clawback case. As a reminder, we're working on collecting information right now on the cases where insurance companies say that you owe them money. Rather than going through the proper process of you having an opportunity to appeal and do all of that stuff, they're taking it out of current claims. So we're working with Infinity, Brad Cost at Infinity. We're grabbing data. We're really going through it and trying to figure out, working with our attorney to figure out exactly what we need to look at the merits of the case. Our goal is to launch that before the fall. So over the summer, as we gather in the information and put the case together. But I'm excited as we're having more meetings on that. I don't need you guys to do anything yet. And once we get through knowing exactly what we need and the path that we're going to take, I'll be sure to let you guys know if there's something we need from you. But right now, I'm so grateful to Brad Cost and Infinity. And if you're not using Infinity as your clearinghouse, I just want to tell you, I don't care who you're using. I don't care if it's free or not. The value of being able to control our own data in this profession is absolutely imperative. And Brad Cost is the only group that I know that is sharing this information with state associations, national associations, and empowering chiropractic with its own data. That's why we're able to do some of the work we're doing, and we can defend your rights because of partners like Brad and what they do at Infinity. So if you're not using them as your clearinghouse, I highly, highly recommend it. It's worth every cent. I promise you the data you're going to get as a provider, you're going to get your own data when you use them. There's a portal that you'll get to go into that'll really show you what's going on with your payers on a level that none of your EHRs or none of your practice management programs do, because this is coming right from the clearinghouse and the payer data. So highly recommend you using Brad. This is a non-paid commercial. He's just amazing. But thank you to him for working with us on this particular case. But hopefully we'll have some information before too long as we move forward. But all right, that's what we got primarily in the U.S. right now. We're digging in. We're making some progress. And we just love and appreciate you guys for supporting us in these efforts. But that is it for this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. God bless, guys. We'll talk to you later. That's it. That is our updates for this week. Again, I'm trying to keep this pretty concise so that it doesn't take up too much time, but still give you the meat of what you need to know about the work that we're doing. But I told you I was going to kind of clue you in on something that we're doing. So I want to paint a little bit of a picture for you on our goal. You're going to start seeing a campaign coming from our office called Being One of the 10,000. I've been saying for a couple of years now that our goal is to get 10,000 chiropractors under one roof for one reason and one reason only. And that's to make sure that we have the means to be able to defend and advance this profession. We believe that One Chiropractic's pretty much the only organization that's not asking you to fly a specific flag. We want to protect the rights of any DC with a DC after their name. We understand that this profession has fought pretty much since its inception on philosophy and belief system. And rest assured, I have my own. My practice operates a very specific way because of my belief system of chiropractic. But that is not the job of One Chiropractic or the Chiropractic Defense Council to tell you how you should practice. If you have a DC after your name and you're legally allowed to do something, we're going to defend your right to do it. And I don't care if it's something I would do or not. I believe at the end of the day, if we can find a way to organize and move forward, getting to that 10,000 number would make us the largest organization that's ever existed in the chiropractic space. It also gives us the opportunity to move people in one direction at one time. This was our success in beating the COVID mandates in Australia and Canada and the United States, was our capability of moving people in one direction at one time. The economics that brings in as well, having 10,000 people give us $33 a month, allows us to economically have a war chest that whenever there's a battle, we can go in and we don't have to raise money. How many of you would love to stop having people ask you to give money all the time? This is the one way that we get it done, is organizing the profession so that a bunch of people do a little bit. We can then take on and shoulder the responsibility of a lot of your state and national associations when it comes to these types of issues where it's defending the rights of practicing chiropractors. We don't have to spread our resources so thin or duplicating efforts. We are working with everybody. We work with state associations, national associations, everybody in this particular area. But if you don't think that there's a fight that's coming, if you don't believe there's going to be a day of reckoning as chiropractic becomes to be more understood and they start seeing the real impact of the adjustment to the brain and our capability of really eradicating a number of chronic conditions, if you don't think there are forces that are going to come after our profession or the individual chiropractors to stop that from happening, you're crazy. And we want to be ready now. You don't start fighting or building an army when you're at war. You have to build the army before the war starts. COVID was just a glimpse of what's going to be coming down this road. And so I'm asking you right now to help me build this army before we get to that battle that is inevitably going to come. So all I'm asking for is people to share the word, to share these videos, to stay plugged in, to stay connected with us. I promised you from the beginning, not a lot of fluff. But we have got to continue to grow. There are opportunities that exist in this profession right now that we're not able to take advantage of because we don't have the numbers to do it. So now I'm asking you to be one of the 10,000. We're going to hit this very hard. And you're going to see stuff coming from our office and explaining to you why 10,000 is the number and what it means to you individually and what it means to the profession as a whole. I'm excited about this. I believe we can achieve this goal. I believe you will understand better what it is we're doing at One Chiropractic to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in the world. And we're not doing it alone. We're doing it by collaborating with anybody and everybody. But we're the only organization that does this kind of work that's not asking you to believe a specific belief. As long as you're a chiropractor, we're going to defend your right to continue to practice. That is what we're here for. So help us spread that message. I believe God's got a plan. I'm excited to be used by him. And together, we are going to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in the world. All right, guys. God bless you. That's it for this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Peace. All right, everybody, and that brings us to the end of another enlightening episode of the State of Chiropractic podcast brought to you by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and it has been an absolute pleasure to delve into the world of chiropractic with you today. My goal is to foster education, awareness, and advocacy for chiropractic professionals worldwide, and we're grateful to have you as part of our community. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast wherever you love to download episodes. We don't want you to miss a future episode, and trust me, we have some great ones coming your way. We'd also like to express our gratitude to you for your unwavering commitment to chiropractic. Without your generous contributions, this podcast would not be possible. And lastly, we value your feedback and insights. If you have any questions, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can find us at www.defend.org or any of our social media channels. Just look for One Chiropractic. Man, we'd really love to read what you have to say and make sure that we take that into consideration with future episodes. So thank you once again for joining us on the State of Chiropractic podcast. Together, let's continue to elevate and defend chiropractic care, ensuring its rightful place as the number one choice in healthcare. Until next time, stay aligned, stay informed, and keep making a difference in the lives of those you serve. God bless.